summertime, summertime, summertime.
Summer in the city.
So WNEWFM presents a beach party weekend. Summer hits in all of rock and roll's 30 years. Here where rock lives. 1027 WNEW-FM, New York.
Hello and welcome to Scott Muni's Ticket to Ride, a one-hour radio series devoted exclusively to the phenomenon known as the Beatles.
She's got a ticket to ride, but she don't care.
When the Beatles first set foot in America, Scott Muni was there to greet them. It was the beginning of a lifelong friendship. From the early Liverpool days to the present, Scott Muni will be our guide with comments and memories from some of rock and roll's brightest stars. But most importantly, we'll hear the music that shaped a generation.
I'm Scott Muni. Welcome to this very special edition of Ticket to Ride. This week, we'll talk to Elton John, one of the most enduring talents in rock and roll. Not only was Elton John a Beatles fan, but he also had a very close relationship with John Lennon. We'll hear his memories and the music they shared. We'll also review this very significant week in Beatle history. And we'll also have a trivia question for you a little later on. So stay on board. Your Ticket to Ride talks to Elton John right after this.
Take a listen now. There's a food going around that's a peanutty tree.
Peanut pan, peanut butter,
peanutty.
Well, it tastes real good from your head to your feet.
Peanut pan, peanut butter,
peanutty.
Eat some peanut butter every time you can. Only if it's Peter Pan.
Peter Pan tastes so peanutty because it's made from the best quality peanuts in the world.
Open up a jar now!
There are a lot of season tickets you can get in New Jersey.
You're telling me it's hard to choose.
Some give you excitement.
Did you see that pass? He's got it. He's going. He's gone all the way. Touchdown!
Drama.
Broadway. Who needs Broadway? That show at the Garden State Arts Center was terrific.
The thrill of winning.
Come on. 2 seconds left. He shoots. He scores. New Jersey wins!
But only one season ticket gives you all that, plus lots of chances to win millions.
That's some ticket. What is it?
The New Jersey Lottery Pick 6 Lotto Season Ticket. It gives you 11 weeks of advantage. Play for only $10.
That's a free week to win millions.
That's right. And with this season ticket, you can be part of the fun at home or on vacation.
How do I get one?
You can pick them up at your New Jersey State Lottery agent now.
You know, with this season ticket, I could win enough to buy all the other season tickets I could ever want.
Get your season ticket for excitement, drama, the thrill of winning, plus extra chances to win millions.
Come to think of it, I could buy the whole team.
The New Jersey Lottery Pick 6 Lotto Season Ticket. 11 weeks for $10.
What was he like as a kid?
What was he like to his friends?
And what was he like before lightning struck?
And who are we talking about anyway?
You know who. We're talking about Bruce.
Talking about him in the Daily News.
Starting this Sunday, only the Daily News is running a 5-part series on Bruce Springsteen. And when the Daily News brings you Bruce Springsteen, we bring you Bruce Springsteen. And when you read this Springsteen series, you'll know Bruce as well as the neighbors who live on the same block.
Why are mothers suddenly flipping for Bruce's beat? It's in the news.
And what do he and Ronald Reagan have in common? It's in the news.
Don't you want to meet Bruce's friends?
Don't you want to know what he was like as a teenager?
Don't you want to break through that wall of privacy Springsteen has built around himself and discover the real rocker inside?
Well, there's only one way, but it's the best way. Read the 5-part Springsteen series that starts in this Sunday's Daily News, New York's hometown paper.
Elton John version of Get Back comes from his live rendition of Burn Down the Mission from his 11-17-70 album, and is just one of the many connections that Elton shares with the Beatles. Actually, his earliest contact with the Beatles came when he was a runner for Dick James. And Dick James had a publishing firm at the time. Dick James handled the Beatles' song rights. And a young Reginald Dwight used to wait for the Beatles to drop off their demo tapes and then take them home to listen to. Of course, it wouldn't be long until Elton John was writing his own songs. And well on his way to stardom, too. Along the way, he became friends with the Beatles, and in particular, John Lennon. When the time finally came for him to cover a Beatles song, he decided to ask John for some advice.
So I said to John, I'd love to record one of your songs. Which one would you like me to do? And he said, nobody's ever done Losing the Sky with Diamonds. No one's ever recorded that, ever. I mean, the Beatles always had cover versions on all their songs, but nobody ever did Losing the Sky with Diamonds. So we did that one. And One Day at a Time, which was on the B-side, which was also one of John's.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pie. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
Kaleidoscope eyes. told you about strawberry fields. You know the place where nothing is real. Well, here's another place you can go, where everything flows. Look into the bedback tulips to see how the other half lives. Look into a glass onion. I told you about the walrus and me, man. You know that we're as close as can be, man. Well, here's another clue for you all.
White Album.